Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Investors are finding it hard to bet on big tech stocks and avoid risk. We'll explain in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. In a sign of an increasingly tight labor market, the number of available jobs in the U.S. exceeded the number of job seekers by more than 650,000 in July, and the number of available jobs in the U.S. rose by about 117,000 to a seasonally adjusted 6.94 million in July. That's the highest level on record dating back to 2000. The tight labor market, shown by an unemployment rate holding near a 17-year low, is shifting more power to workers, and increasingly they're willing to quit their jobs. In July, nearly 3.6 million workers voluntarily left their jobs. That's the highest level on record. And companies conducting credit checks on prospective employees is not new, but a new report from the National Bureau of Economic Research spells out how this standard can hurt low-income Americans. The report says the pre-employment credit checks can lead to what it calls a poverty trap, whereby someone who is unemployed with poor credit might have a harder time finding a job. The report says the poverty trap is associated with a 2.3% wage loss per month over a 10-year span. Last year, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts reintroduced a bill in the wake of the Equifax data breach that would prohibit the practice at the federal level.
Whether you're an entrepreneur growing your own business, a star contributor turned manager, a senior executive tapped to lead a global business unit, or a seasoned executive preparing for the C-suite, Harvard Business School Executive Education can help you rise to the challenge. Their four comprehensive leadership programs accelerate career growth and transform talented executives into confident business leaders. To learn more, visit hbs.me/transform. That's hbs.me/transform.
We're joined by Wall Street Journal markets reporter Ben Eisen. Many investors turn to tech stocks, and most notably, Facebook, Apple, Netflix, and Google, to score profits, but would rather leave risk on the table. Now, Ben, you write in the journal that investors are finding it hard to do both. It involves structured notes issued by banks. What exactly are these notes?
A structured note is it's a pretty complex type of product, but it's often owned by everyday mom-and-pop investors. And these are products that are basically meant to kind of transform the risk profile of an investment like a stock. So think of the way a stock goes up, but it can also go down. You can make a lot of money, but you can lose a lot of money. The idea here is by sort of some form of financial engineering, you are taking this stock, and perhaps you have less risk of principal losses, but a little bit less risk of gains.
And some of this risk has a lot to do with how and when the notes are redeemed.
Yeah, there's a very popular type of structured product these days called an auto-callable note. And a lot of these notes are linked to some of these hot tech stocks like Facebook and Amazon and Netflix. And what happens basically is you earn a coupon, much like a bond. You earn interest, but the note can automatically be called, and usually it's called if the underlying stock rises. So an investor might see kind of this teaser yield that might advertise double-digit annual returns, but the note is actually called in way less than a year. So after a month or a few months, a quarter, 6 months, the note gets called, and you earn a fraction of that.
So if the stock pops and then comes back down, it may go over a certain threshold and causes the note to be called, then all of a sudden you're out of the stock.
Exactly. The note is called and you basically earn a fraction of that yield. And what we've found is that a lot of these notes, they deliver a lot smaller returns than the stock itself. And oftentimes, because these products are packaged together with derivatives and bank debt, banks charge somewhat hefty fees, and sometimes these fees, or oftentimes these fees, are higher than the actual returns that an investor gets because the note's outstanding for such a short amount of time.
And we've seen a pullback in tech stocks in the recent past, and that's allowed some of these notes a chance to breathe and not be called as frequently as they might have in previous months.
If you think about Facebook, it's taken a couple of big dives this year and one somewhat recently. You've seen some of these notes tied to Facebook end up being, they continue to exist for longer than they might if they were tied to Amazon, which has been sort of on a straight line up. And because of that, those notes get called at the earliest possible time.
One investor you spoke with said he'd rather buy these auto-callable products for a major index like the S&P 500 and not for an individual stock.
Right. His view was that the S&P is a little bit less volatile than an individual stock, and you sort of have a better sense of how the note's going to perform. Of course, the note can also get called. The S&P has been going up as well, recently hit record highs, so that's not out of the question. But in that sense, it's a little bit more of a known quantity.
So a company like Facebook, you could see some gyrations in the stock based on the company performance and things associated with the company, but because the index is more diversified, it might be a smoother ride up and down that could hold those notes in check.
And I think it's important to note that oftentimes these notes do have a risk of principal loss. So oftentimes the way that they are designed is, you know, if the underlying entity falls 25% or 30% or something like that at maturity, you end up taking losses on par with the underlying. So it's a little bit more likely that a single stock will fall by that much than a big index, which is more diversified.
Okay, that is Wall Street Journal markets reporter Ben Eisen joining us here in our studio. Ben, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.